Chapter 50, God's Purpose for His Workers.
If men will but humble themselves before God, if they will not exalt their judgment as the all-controlling influence, if they will make room for the Lord to plan and work, God will use the qualifications He has given them in a way that will glorify His name. He will purify His workers from all selfishness, cutting off the branches that would entwine around undesirable objects, pruning the vine so that it will produce fruit. God is the great husbandman. He will make everything in the lives of those who are laborers together with Christ subservient to His great purpose of growth and fruit-bearing. It is His plan. By conforming His servants day by day to the image of Christ, by making them partakers of the divine nature to cause them to bear fruit abundantly, He desires His people, through actual experience in the truth of the gospel, to become true, solid, trustworthy experimental missionaries. He would have them show results far higher, holier, and more definite than in our day have yet been revealed. The potter takes the clay in his hands and molds and fashions it according to his own will. He kneads it and works it. He tears it apart and then presses it together. He wets it and then dries it. He lets it lie for a while without touching it. When it is perfectly pliable, he continues the work of making of it a vessel. He forms it into shape and on the wheel trims and polishes it. He dries it in the sun and bakes it in the oven. Thus it becomes a vessel fit for use. So the great master worker desires to mold and fashion us. And as the clay is in the hands of the potter, so are we to be in his hands. We are not to try to do the work of the potter. Our part is to yield ourselves to the molding of the master worker.